you let your body and your mind just relax, evoking the presence of the inner friend. Just let yourself relax. Let the mind be free to roam, to just be the mind without any interference on your part. The only interference is non-interference, the non-interference of being interested, accepting the mind and body as they are, with gratitude and interest. As you relax, just let yourself be, just notice. Notice the perceptions. Notice just the act of perception, or in another way, just notice. Be present to whatever thought modifications are taking place, whatever experiences are taking place. Just be curiously present. To the nature of perception, of numbness, of the known experiences, the experiences that are becoming known to you as they occur. Notice if you can relate to these words in your experience. All of your perceptions or thought modifications are known. As they arise, they are known. But notice that there is no act of knowership. All perceptions, experiences, cognitions, emotions arise into knownness. But there is no one performing the act of knowing. Describing that, they arise into consciousness, but consciousness is not doing anything. But as they arise into consciousness, they are known by the very nature of consciousness. Ahamkara might say, I know this. But that is also a thought modification that is rising into consciousness. Just notice your own being, your own conscious being in your presence. Notice that you aren't doing anything, just the conscious being. You simply are. All experiences rise and set in you. When a vritti takes place, it is known. But analyze, notice that experience when we say, it is known. Actually, the vritti rises into knownness, the very nature of you, the very nature of you, the conscious being. There is no separate act. It's just that the manifestation of the vritti enjoys your being for itself, the very self-evident consciousness that you are. Now is the self of the vritti. If you think some thoughts, like if I were to say, for instance, I will say a series of words like tree, sun, flower. As you notice these thoughts, these images passing through, notice that the knownness of the image belongs to you, the self. The image is as though a mitya or maya manifestation of your being. There's no knowership apart from your simple being. Notice as I say these images and let them take place in your mind. Sun, tree, flowers, meadow, moon, stars, clouds, sky, house, home, porch. Go through now with your own images and just notice the relationship of your own presence to those images. What is your own presence? How stable, solid, changeless. Your being is. Try to shake it, or change it, or get away from it, from your own being. It's impossible. Wherever you may run to, wherever you may imagine, wherever you may turn your back on, your presence is always at the center of whatever experience, whatever activity you're doing. It remains unchanged. Ask yourself this question, if you would. What would Brahman have to be me? I don't usually ask it like that. What would Brahman have to be me? Focus on your own presence, your own self, not the body or the mind or the changing perceptions, but just you, the one who is present to all of these experiences, changelessly present, the very intimate me, what makes me me. Brahman to be me, he would have to be this me. What is me now? What is this me, this self that I am, this conscious being, the me that is is the center of all of my experience.